Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate to do this just a few days after the election, but there is a poll out there that has divided the country once again.
Oh my gosh.
It's a nightmare poll. It said, would you rather find a dead person under your bed or a living one? You look underneath the bed and there's a dead body. Oh my God. Or you look underneath the bed and there's someone who's alive. 314-531-9898. 51 to 49. People are deadlocked on this. 49% of people said the person who is alive. 51% said they would rather find a dead body.
And so we don't know this person, right?
Well,
because that to me makes a big difference on all of it.
The poll is, would you be worse to find under a bed? So the poll is, would it be worse to find a dead person or a living person? 49% said alive would be worse. 51% said dead.
I'm going live, and I'm hoping that
that's worse.
Someone... No, that's what I want.
Oh, you'd rather have them alive.
I'd rather have them alive because I'd be praying it'd be someone I'd want under my bed, as in like Riley Green.
Yeah.
Oh, you look underneath Riley Green just under your bed?
I'm completely fine with that.
Kind of freak fetish is... Speaking of OnlyFans, Tana's into weird stuff.
Yeah, so I'm going to say alive and it's hope,
and
hope that it's someone I want.
And he's just really good-looking guy.
I keep going back and forth because at first I'm like, well, I would rather want them to be dead because then you're not in immediate danger.
Right.
If it's some like evil person under your bed. But then if he's dead, you're like, who killed him? You have to send out this whole search party and then you're like having a panic attack every day until you find this killer. But if he's already alive, the police can come and just like get him right away.
Yeah.
But also you're in immediate danger if he's alive.
So what you're going with? Lock it in. Because kind of like that, what was that Kaylee Coco movie? A flight attendant. Like all of a sudden there's a dead body.
Yeah.
Wake up. You could be accused of killing him.
I think I'm going to say I want him to be dead. Because I don't think I can like fight somebody off.
Yeah, okay. So you're assuming...
Well, you got to think about ghosts.
That's a consideration.
That is true.
There's something there. No, I'm thinking alive. And because if the body is dead, how did it get there? How long has it been there? What's going on with this body being dead? You know, is this just one of many? And I'm going to be an accessory to murder now, and I'm part of this. Am I killing people in my sleep? No.
Oh my God,
that I did not consider.
You gotta think about that.
This
stuff.
Is like one of those like thrillers.
Stuff.
Like, would you find a dead body underneath your bed? There's a lot of questions to unpack. If you find a person who's alive, there's two things that are happening. You got Riley Green. In Hannah's case scenario, you got yourself like a nice homeless friend who's just, you know, like looking for a place to stay.
Someone to chat to.
Yeah. Or you have to fight them off. But you got like good odds. But I'm thinking I'm getting accused of murder. I got a whole case.
No one is thinking I'm capable of murder.
AB.
I don't know, man.
Let's recircle.
I feel like that's a different question. Like, you might be my, if we were a horror movie, you'd be my number one suspect.
Because that's the person you least
expect to be the killer.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely the killer at the end of this book.
I have no strength. Like, I don't even know where it would come from.
You have to be strong to kill somebody.
Okay, so
just saying.
Put that bright light on AB. How come you killed this person? How did you not kill this person? I got no strength. The cops are never going to believe your alibi.
They're not.
Worst alibi ever. 314. 531-9898. A pretty funny conversation with a lot of different layers to this guy. Guys, you look underneath your bed. Would you rather have a dead body or an alive body? 314-531-9898. All right, so the country is divided once again. Damn it. Right after the election, 51-49 in a nightmare poll. What would you find worse? You look underneath your bed and it's a dead body or a live body. People are pretty split on which they'd rather have.
So is the room.
So is the room, yeah. Actually, on what we'd rather have. But let's pretend in the room right now, the body is dead. You look underneath the bed and you have a dead body. On the show, who's your first phone call?
I thought you were going to say, who do you want to be dead?
Oh, my God.
I was like, whoa.
immediately.
That's the next question, okay? After we find out, who are you killing off on the show?
Oh.
I'm certainly not calling Hannah. Yeah, she would panic.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What?
I was going to call Hannah.
You're
No.
Because you know why? Because you can't call yourself. I'm calling Brett.
Thank you.
Because Brett's got stuff together.
Okay.
You know, he'll find a way.
I was going to call you, Hannah.
To figure this out on what happened.
Hannah's a ride or die type of person. She would roll up her sleeves and get to work immediately. So I would take Hannah. Thank you.
You would have to coddle me after because I'd be so anxious. But in the moment, I would do it. I'm calling AV. Yes, she's Miss Perfect God Lover.
Yeah,
but
that is the worst phone call in the room.
No, but she would.
Kevin has
at
an accident
give
call,
me
right?
Good advice.
So you're not calling me because you think I did it.
Kevin is the worst call.
No.
Guys, are you kidding me? Kevin's the worst call.
Why is Kevin the worst call?
Kevin would die.
Because I'm so far away, I wouldn't get there in time.
True.
A good point. But
the
Kevin's got an axe in his car. He's a soldier. He's a good phone call.
He doesn't need an axe. The body's already dead. Is he going to chop it up?
Yeah, you got to chop it up. Don't you know? You don't even know. See, this is why AB is the worst phone call. You don't even know what to do with a dead body. How could you choose AB?
Because
you'd be like, we have to turn ourselves into the cops. Oh, God's going to be mad
Kevin's
at us.
Gonna
you
got to
chop up that body. Let's roll.
Right. No, Kevin's going to panic. Hannah's going to panic. I think I would call you, Brett.
Yes. Call Brett. He already look. He's telling
Brett,
you what
I
to do.
I watched Dexter, guys.
Like, Brett's too ready for this.
Would you say he's too ready for this?
Yeah.
Brett has
it's a little concerning.
Guys, I have a confession to make. Oh, but we're out of time.
So. Oh my God.
We're still commercial
free. So fired
on Y98 St. Louis. But seriously, guys, if you need to know how to hide a body.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.